It is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. American Hunter Kemper finally won the Hy-Vee Triathlon Sunday in Des Moines after finishing as the runner-up for 3 years in a row. The Des Moines Register reports Kemper, who is a four-time Olympian, finished the race in 1 hour, 44 minutes, and 43 seconds. It was the 38-year-old's first win this year. Allie Fredriksson of Denmark won the women's race in 1 hour, 54 minutes, and 44 seconds. Both winners claimed $100,000 for finishing first. In sports from over the weekend, in college football, Jake Rudock threw for 250 yards and two touchdowns, and the Iowa Hawkeyes hung on to beat Northern Iowa 31-23 on Saturday. Kevontae Martin-Manley added eight catches for the Hawkeyes, who survived despite allowing 203 yards receiving to Panthers running back David Johnson. Iowa moved ahead by eight with 6:50 left on a 12-yard touchdown reception from Rudock to Damon Powell. Greg Maben's late interception sealed the win for the Hawkeyes. Sawyer Colmorgan had 380 yards passing for the Panthers, who fell to 1-16 against the rival Hawkeyes. Iowa opened the second half with a slim 17-13 lead and in need of a boost when Tavon Smith took a reverse to the left sideline and cut back across the field, avoiding a slew of charging Panthers for a 35-yard gain. He then caught Rudock a pass in the back of the end zone with one hand to put Iowa ahead 24-13. John Crockett ran for 138 yards and three touchdowns, and FCS Power North Dakota State opened the season with its 25th straight victory, beating Iowa State 34-14 on Saturday. The Bison lost 12 starters and their head coach after winning their third straight FCS championship last season, but they looked just as efficient as ever under new coach Chris Kleiman, rallying from a 14-0 deficit for their fifth consecutive victory against FCS competition. In Saturday high school football action, just one game in Western Iowa to report. It was Westwood Sloan over Ottawa West Monona, 54-32. In Major League Baseball action, Matt Holliday hit his third home run in two games and broke an eighth-inning tie with a two-run single, rallying the St. Louis Cardinals past the Chicago Cubs 9-6 Sunday. Holliday had three hits and four RBIs for the Redbirds, who began the day one game behind first-place Milwaukee in the NL Central. St. Louis second baseman Colton Wong left in the top of the eighth inning after falling backward when he tried to catch a pop-up in a short right field. He appeared to hurt his head and shoulder and was replaced by Pete Cosma. Cosma, in his third stint with St. Louis this season, led off the bottom half with a double. It was his second hit in four at-bats this year. After failing to get down two bunt attempts, Daniel Descalzo got the third one down and beat Carlos Villanueva's throw to first for a single. Also, Cleveland's game at Kansas City was suspended due to rain, with the Indians leading 4-2, heading into the bottom of the 10th inning. That game will resume September 22nd in Cleveland. That's before the start of a three-game series between the AL Central rivals. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball action and interleague play, it was Seattle over Washington 5-3. In the American League, Toronto down the Yankees 4-3. Baltimore was a 12-8 winner over Minnesota. Boston blanked Tampa Bay 3-0. The Chicago White Sox were a 6-2 winner over Detroit. Houston down Texas 3-2. And the LA Angels beat Oakland 8-1. In the National League, it was the Mets over Philadelphia 6-5. Cincinnati getting past Pittsburgh 3-2. San Francisco blew past Milwaukee 15-5. It was Arizona over Colorado 6-2. The Dodgers beating San Diego 7-1, and Atlanta a 1-0 winner over Miami. In football news, the Kansas City Chiefs claimed defensive tackle Damian Square off of waivers and released tight end Richard Gordon as they began final assembly of their roster for the season opener. Unlike last year when the Chiefs were atop the waiver claim priority list, they were just 23rd in line this season. That means 22 other teams skipped on Square, who was active for 10 games with Philadelphia last year, but was among the Eagles' final cuts on Saturday. Gordon was the fourth tight end kept by the Chiefs and was unlikely to be kept long. The Chiefs also began assembling their 10-game practice squad Sunday, although they had not yet officially announced any of the signings. On Saturday, the Chiefs waived veteran kicker Ryan Sukup and placed quarterback Tyler Bray and wide receiver Kyle Williams on injured reserve as they trimmed to the 53-man roster. Sukup was engaged in a heated competition for the kicking job with undrafted free agent Cairo Santanos. Or Santos, that is. Ultimately, Sukup's contract may have played a big part in the decision. He was due $2 million this season, while Santos will make just $422,000 with the Chiefs. Ray and Williams were hurt in the Chiefs preseason finale against Green Bay. Other players cut Saturday include defensive backs Malcolm Brunson, Jonathan Amaya, DeMarcus Van Dyke, and Justin Rogers. Linebackers Alonzo Highsmith, Devin Walker, and Nico Johnson. Defensive linemen Kyle Love, Kona Schwenke, Dominic Hamilton. Offensive linemen Rick Henry and Jamarcus Webb. Wide receivers Mark Harrison and Fred Williams. Fullback Jordan Campbell and Chiefs running back Shakondrick West. Also in NFL news, Cleveland Browns have released Rex Grossman, who was signed as a free agent on August the 12th. Grossman was brought in to assist Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel with the team's new offense after playing in coordinator Kyle Shanahan's system in Washington. And police in Northern California say San Francisco 49ers Ray McDonald has been arrested on domestic violence charges. San Jose Police Sergeant Heather Randall said the 29-year-old defensive end was taken into custody early Sunday morning after officers responded to a home in an upscale neighborhood. The arrest comes days after NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced tougher penalties last week for players accused of domestic violence. In college football, 10th-ranked Baylor has opened its new stadium with a victory. Bryce Petty threw for two touchdowns and ran for another as the Bears ripped SMU 45-0. Petty played two quarters because of a bruise to his lower back after taking an early shot. The Bears sacked SMU's three quarterbacks for a combined 8 times and held the Mustangs to 67 total yards. In racing, Casey Kane had a better night than Tony Stewart at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. Kane earned his first Sprint Cup win of the season, grabbing the lead on a restart with 23 laps remaining before holding off Matt Kenseth in a 2-lap shootout. Both Kane and Kenseth earned spots in the chase for the championship. Denny Hamlin was third, followed by Jimmy Johnson, Carl Edwards, and Danica Patrick. Stewart was unable to finish his first race in 3 weeks. He started 12th and got as high as 4th before slamming the wall on laps 122 and 172, shredding the right side of his car. It was Stewart's first competition since his sprint car struck and killed a fellow driver. Our sports was brought to you this morning by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.